start through talk, and then let's look open and start at Psalm 1, read Psalm 1 over, and then we'll go from there, and we'll read it together. It's right on the inside of the page. Psalm 1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Let's pray. Dear Father in heaven, dear Lord, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for your mercy and your grace, and we pray you just guide and lead us. Thank you for each one that's here, and speak to us through your precious word. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, let's turn to Proverbs chapter 16, verse 18. I was thinking tonight, I'm going to look a little bit at pride, because I think no matter where we are in life, that can be a thing we battle with, and I think there's a lot of things to see when we look at it too. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 18, we're just going to go through a little study. Proverbs 16, verse 18. Kind of what we're going to do is just look, go through the verses and look at what happens from pride. Proverbs 16:18 says, pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. So pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. So that means it leads to destruction. Now I'm convinced, I tell guys in the prison, and ladies in the prison, that, you know, I'm convinced the biggest thing I deal with, but I think whether we're inside or outside, we can all battle pride, but is that P-R-I-D-E. Because it leads, goeth before destruction. And that, it just leads to destruction. And it causes people to fall. People get proud and cocky. They think, man, they got the world by the tail. And man, all of a sudden, they end up in prison. They end up in destruction. They end up in a fall. And so, I think as we look at these things, we can see why we need to be so careful and ask God, Lord, keep me humble. Help me not be prideful, because it can lead to my destruction, and I don't want destruction. Then as we go to Proverbs chapter 21, Proverbs chapter 21, verse 24. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 24. Proud and haughty scorner is his name, who dealeth in proud wrath. A scorner is somebody that mocks and makes fun of. And the sad thing is they're not gonna get any help. They're not gonna turn to God when they're scorning, when they're just mocking, which is a sad thing. So let's go to verse 29, verse 23. A man's pride shall bring him low, but honor shall uphold the humble in spirit. A man's pride shall bring him low. And I see a lot of that. I see a lot of men brought low because they thought they were doing okay, and the pride brought them low. Psalm chapter 10, verse 2 and 4. Psalm chapter 10, verse 2 and 4. Verse 2, it says, "The wicked in his pride doth persecute the poor, let them be taken in devices they have imagined." So the wicked person, he persecutes the poor. Verse 4, "The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts." So he doesn't seek God. He doesn't seek God's help. And doesn't realize his destruction will come. Psalm 59, verse 12. "For the sin of their mouth and the words of their lips, let them even be taken in their pride for cursing and lying which they speak." So God hears what we say. God hears what we say, and we need to be careful what we say and not sin with our mouth and not sin with the words of our mouth, with the words of our lips. "Let them be taken in their pride for cursing and lying which they speak." Proverbs chapter 8 verse 13. Proverbs chapter 8 verse 13, "The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, arrogancy, an evil way, the froward mouth do I hate." You know, if there's one thing we need to seek things that God doesn't hate. God says he hates some things right there. He hates evil, he hates pride, he hates arrogancy. Arrogancy is arrogant, you know, it's the same thing. I'm proud, I'm arrogant. "An evil way, the froward mouth, do I hate." And God says that he's given up some things that he hates there. And so if God hates them, then we ought to hate them too and not want to do those things. And then Proverbs chapter 11, verse 2. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 2. "When pride cometh, then cometh shame. But with the lowly is wisdom." When pride cometh, then cometh shame. I see some of that. People, they've been proud. They thought they were doing okay. And in the midst of them, their pride and their haughtiness cause their destruction. And they have shame. Proverbs 13 verse 10. "Only by pride cometh contention, but the well advised is wisdom." What's contention? Contention is fighting. In other words, when we're fighting, what's the problem? There's pride there. Does pride cause contention? Causes fighting. Because there's proudness. Pride. So it's causing that contention. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 3. "And the mouth of the foolish is a rod of pride. The lips of the wise shall preserve them." The mouth of the foolish is a rod of pride. So they're foolish and they're just talking. They're saying all kinds of proud things, but the lips of the wise shall preserve them. They're being wise. They speak. The Bible talks about those who are wise, they speak. They have few words, not many words. Then let's go to James chapter 4. James chapter 4. It's a verse I use a lot because I believe it's so true. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord and He shall lift you up. See, a lot of times people are trying to figure their way out. I really believe that happens in prison. People are trying to figure out, well, how can I beat the system? How can I get out? But God's way is humble yourself in the sight of the Lord and He shall lift you up. So when we get in trouble, God's plan is to humble ourselves and say, Lord, I need your help. And He'll lift us up. He'll lift us up. It's a totally different thing. Because what does the Bible say? His ways are above our ways. His thoughts above our thoughts. And so many times we want to figure things out instead of humbling ourselves and saying, Lord, we need your help. And I think all of us, I'm not just preaching at you, I'm preaching at myself too. All of us, no matter where we are, we can get proud and think, well, I'm going to figure it out. I think of a story, as I was thinking about this, I'm thinking of a story that comes to me that David Gibbs Jr. tells. He was growing up. His grandfather never went past grade 4 or grade 5, I believe it was. And so he started slaughtering cattle. He knew how to slaughter cattle. He'd kill one cow and then he'd go sell it. And he'd kill two cows and go sell them. And so then when David Gibbs Jr. came along, he was in the slaughter. His father and grandfather and his father were in the slaughter business. So when they do that, they were moving 2,000 or 3,000 or 4,000 head of cattle a month through the slaughterhouse. And they sell everything from the cow. They sell everything from the cow. And one of the things that's probably the one of the most popular things is what's inside the stomach. It stinks really bad. And so they put it into a hopper, and they'd pull the truck up to it and open the doors, and doors would fall in there, and then they'd haul it away. And he said you had to watch. If you got on it yourself, dogs would run away from you because of the smell. Because the smell was bad. He said, you got the smell on you, you have to wash yourself with some kind of thing to make it disappear. So anyway, he was telling about how one time, they had a problem with these doors that sometimes they would stick. And so they were supposed to go up three stairs up to the top, and there was a reset button up there. But they all figured they knew better. And he said he figured he knew better. And they had this 2x4, and they take that 2x4 and then hit the thing. And then, lo and behold, here the thing would open up and it would come down and right into the back of the truck. And so he said, I've done it many times. And he said, but this one time, he said, I went to do it. And it was stuck. And I did that, wouldn't do anything. And he said, so I hit it again. And he said, and then it's almost like everything went into slow motion. Because he said, the doors opened up and it came down on him. And and he said the stick was sticking up, and he said He said it went in my mouth, went in my eyes, went in everything. And he said it just smelled really bad. And, you know, here's in the back of this truck. And he said there was two or three guys going by and they seen it. So they ran and they, you know, got the truck and dumped the thing out, and out he came. And his grandfather said to him, he said, you know, David, he said, you've been told again and again not to do that, to go all the way up. But because you're proud and you think you got to figure it out, you did that. And he said, you could have lost your life. And I thought, one example of that. You know, one example of that. And I think another story, I'm going to tell another story on them, I guess, since I think that both of them are coming to my mind. One time, they were, him and his family went camping. And this is when his motorhomes first came out. And so he told his wife what they're going to do, and she said, well, do you think you can figure out how all this, you know, you have to rent the thing, and you think you can drive it and do it? Oh, yeah. He says, I can figure it. He said, you know, he said, we're made to know how to do all these things, you know. So, anyway, so they went to this, they rented this thing, and he asked this motorhome, and he asked the guy, well, what are the directions? He said, here's a book, and it's got all the answers in there. So they went to this camping place, and they were staying there with the kids. And then all this, after they'd been there two or three days, his wife said, well, there's this little button, little red light on the wall. And why is it shining? And so he said, I never seen the little red light. So she said, look, come over here. So he looked at it, so he went and looked in the book, and it said that it's got a little, whatever they call it, reservoir. Yeah, the reservoir was full, so that means they had to go dump it. So he looked in the directions and told them how to go to the dump where they dump all the reservoirs, all the septic tanks, basically they are, and how they dump it down in the hole. And so he had it all set up, and he found there was a hose, and he hooked the hose up and put the hose down in there. And he was on the other side, and he had to put some air in there, because their air would clean out, you know, would put a pressure in the system so that all the reservoirs would be clean. And so he said he read the thing the wrong way. It was like 10 pounds, and instead he didn't see the dot. And he thought it was 100 pounds. So he was getting it to, he told his wife to stand over there and hold the hose there. And he's pumping the thing up, and he said, when you're pumping it up, and it's the old-fashioned pump, and he said it's going and going, and it seemed like, and his wife said, you know, come over there and said, you know, you are you sure? Look at this tank. It looks like it's odd shape. And he said, no. He said, it's fine. He says, I'm doing it right. So anyway, he kept pumping and pumping. He said it never got, he think he got to a, he didn't get to 100 pounds, but he got up there a long ways. And then all of a sudden, man, I let go. And the thing is, the thing pumped, jumped right out of the where it was going down into the septic thing, went right up and sprayed that somebody had brought a brand new unit that had been they just got there, and it sprayed that, and it sprayed their pool over on the other side, and just spraying all of it. And his wife was calling and was praying, saying, Lord help me, holding on to this thing. And he ran over and he asked the guy if he could help, you know, him clean off his new motorhome. He had a big brand new motorhome. He said, no, don't you touch it. And they even called the police, I guess. And anyway, but the thing is, he was so sure and he was so proudful that, hey, I know how to do this thing and I've got it all figured out. Instead of humbling himself and say, okay, maybe I don't have it all figured out. You know, and we can be just like that. I was thinking about that. You know, we can be just like that. We can figure, hey, I got it all together. Especially sometimes as guys, we forget we got it all figured out, and we think we do. But, you know, pride goes before a fall. You know, he got in trouble. You know, they're going to want to sue him for spraying all the kids and all kinds of stuff. But anyway, just looking at for a few minutes at pride and how pride can cause problems. And we think of probably the greatest example is, we were talking a little bit earlier about him, you know, the devil. He was one of the highest angels. And what happened? He wanted to be like God. And he got proud and arrogant and wanted to be like God. And God gave him a free will. He had a will. He could choose. And he chose to be, he wanted to be like God. And so he got kicked out of heaven and led, you know, a third of the angels out. But so much we need to see that as an example, that the devil is proud. He wants us to be proud and cocky. But yet we need to humble ourselves, like James says, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord and he shall lift us up. When we think things are too hard, or we think the challenges or the hold that addictions can have, the hold that, you know, with God's help, He can lift us up. And He can show us too, just like as we read the Bible and say, Lord, I need you to speak to me. I need you to show me what I need for today. You know, and as we pray, I'm saying, Lord, help me today to walk with you and to be guided by your hand, to be humble myself. Because he wants to do a mighty work in and through us. And when we humble ourselves, what happens? He's able to say, you know, he's able to do a mightier work. Why? Because we'll just be vessels that he can use to his honor and his glory. Let's bow our heads. Thank you for coming. Dear Father in heaven, dear Lord, we thank you for your mercy and your grace. Lord, I pray you help us to be humble. Lord, humble ourselves. Realize we need your help. Every day we need your help. Every hour, every day, we need your help. And the devil wants to throw things at us and sometimes make us think that life is impossible. But Lord, thank you, you can do the impossible. And Lord, thank you that you're able to help us, and you're able to lift us up. And as we think of these, even these stories, Lord, they're humorous, but yet it really shows pride, what we can do if we think we got it all figured out and not listen to instruction. And not be wise. So Lord, help us to humble ourselves, and you'll lift us up. May you be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen.